Let's all stand together and sing number 18. God be the glory. Great things he has done. 18. Welcome all our guests. Sounds in heaven this morning. Did our praises reach? Well, it's not the volume that makes the difference, it's the heart that makes the difference. Let's sing that chorus one more time as we take our seats, and let's make sure our whole heart is into it. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we are so thankful that we can come together in your presence in your name.
Yes.
And come for the purpose of meeting you. We recognize that you're among us this morning. Lord, we don't want to miss what you're doing. We want to enter in, allow you to have your way in each of our lives. Thank you for the precious work that is ongoing in our lives, and we pray that today you will accomplish in each one of us the very thing that you desire. Lord, we pray that you'll manifest yourself to each of our hearts today. We pray that you'll speak to us. We pray that you'll make us tender to you. Melt those hard places, Lord, if there be any. Enter into areas in our life where you have not yet gained access. Lord, we just want Jesus to have his way and be glorified today in us and through us. We pray that your anointing will rest upon all those that minister, our children, young people, and the adults, Lord. We pray that touch of heaven will be upon our gathering this morning, so that Jesus may be glorified and that he may be pleased with this meeting today. Bless all those churches that are represented here. We think of our home assemblies. We pray you'll bless the ministry. They are to anoint, give your word and the power of the Holy Ghost. Cause there to be faith and open hearts to receive Christ today. Sunday school classes and worship gatherings, Lord. We just pray that this day will be your day as you intend it to be. And that today your kingdom will come and your will done in a greater way in each one of us. We pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Praise God. Nice to see the whole camp together and guests from off the grounds. Welcome. We're looking forward to your presentations. We know that the Lord will speak to us as you share the things that God has been doing for you in these days. Praise God. Let's sing another song before we hear from our cottagers. Praise God. Oh, there's so many good songs in this book. But let's sing Great is Thy Faithfulness. That's a wonderful song, number 12, just a few pages back. Number 12. When you sing that song, God knows exactly what you're referring to as far as his faithfulness in your life. Praise God.
Thank you.
every need his hand supplies. Every good in him I see. On his strength divine relying, is all to me. Praise God. We're all here this morning because Jesus has been faithful, meeting our needs. Praise God. So we're all living testimonies to his faithfulness. And when we acknowledge it and give him glory for it, that's so much better. Praise God. Now we're going to hear from our cottagers, under the leadership of our sister Antia, the counselor that she's been working with. They got a great group of kids there. And I hear they memorize very well. And they put their whole heart into everything. And so we're looking forward to hearing that. And so Sister Antia, please come. And I have the privilege of participating this morning. Because of my size. You want to say something first?
Yes.